Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Life of Praise. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me to John 4, if you would. We talked about a number of things already in this series. We've talked about when you should praise God and then where you should praise God. We talked about what praise is. We talked about what thanksgiving is. Last week we talked about what worship is. But I want to go further on some of those things tonight. Let's talk about how to worship. How? And in John 4, we see some very specific instructions. And she says, verse 20, John 4:20, "Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." Now notice her emphasis. Her emphasis is on the place. That's natural. Natural people emphasize the natural. Spiritual people emphasize the spiritual. And Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour comes when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth." So just in answering our question already, how do you worship God? He tells us specifically here two main things, doesn't he? You worship God in spirit and in truth. So there is worship that is not true. There are forms of praise and thanks and worship that is not spiritual, and it is not real, and in the Father's eyes, it is not true. The Living says it's not where we worship that counts. How many understand you can worship God just as well in your bedroom as you can in this building? Did you know that? Yeah. You can worship God just as much in your automobile. Yeah. As you can in the finest church sanctuary in the world. Right? Why? Is God there in your car? Yeah. Certainly. Is He there in your house? Yeah. Certainly. So then it's not where you worship that's the deal. Carnal people, natural people, they focus on the natural. You know, well, I want to get to that water. I want to be baptized in the same place. I want to be on the hill. I want to do this. I want to sit in that same seat where they got blessed. See, that's focusing on natural things. But where is God? Everywhere. He's everywhere. Right? He's everywhere. Do you know you can't do anything the best way it could and should be done without the Spirit's help? Anything from combing your hair to making a pie to driving to work, especially to praising God. And so doing it, worshiping God in spirit is going to be synonymous with doing it with the Spirit's help, by the Spirit's direction. People try to make these things over spectacular and they think, well, if I'm really worshiping God in the Spirit, then I'll be like in a trance and I won't even know what's going on. Well, you could have an experience, but no, most of the time that's not going to be the case. But the Holy Spirit will lead you how to do things, which direction to go, what to say when and how. And when you're doing it that way, honestly, with all of your heart, that's real worship. That's true praise and true thanksgiving. And the Father seeks that. In Philippians, the third chapter and the third verse, Philippians 3:3, we are the circumcision which worship God, how? In the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus. Now, this is important. You're going to see this later on. How many understand there couldn't be any true worship apart from rejoicing in Jesus? He said, we worship God in the Spirit. We rejoice in Christ Jesus. And notice this, and have no confidence in the flesh. Now, what's the opposite of worshiping God in spirit? That'd be worshiping in the flesh. Can you pray in the flesh? Yeah. Can you preach in the flesh? Or teach in the flesh? Can you praise or worship in the flesh? Can you give in the flesh? Yeah, you can. Is that good? Is it acceptable to God? Does it please Him? Is it beneficial? It's not. He said, we worship God in the Spirit, and we have no confidence in the flesh. Well, go back to John. You were there in chapter 4, and look in the 6th chapter of John, chapter 6, and verse 63. Jesus is speaking here. John 6:63. He said, it is the Spirit that quickens. The flesh does what? Profits nothing. How much benefit is there in fleshly activity? Now, is that an exaggeration? I said, well, you know, I mean, there's some benefit. Not according to Jesus. Let me specify a little bit more. What you do in the Spirit is expressed through your flesh, but it doesn't come from the flesh. We live in the flesh. I mean, your flesh is here right now. You lose your flesh and you're not in this world anymore. So doing things in the earth, in the Spirit, it's going to be expressed through your body, through your lips and your hands, through your brain. It's going to come through the vessel of the flesh, but it's not of the flesh as a source. It came from another source. So he said, the Spirit quickens. Now, this is, I'm trying to get ahead of myself here, but before we're through with this, we're going to talk about, we've already begun, talking about how you can tell the difference between what is flesh and what is spirit. Are you interested in this at all? Yes. I have been for years, and I thank God for some clarity on it, you know, because you hear these terms, and so many times people will nod and they'll agree that, yeah, we should do stuff in the spirit, but it's vague and people don't understand what it means. It's just religious terms. But it doesn't have to be hard to understand at all. You are a spirit. You are already aware of spiritual things. That's what you are. God is a spirit. Have you ever experienced God's presence? Have you ever been aware that God was there with you? He's here. He's real. Well, then you are aware of spiritual things. Did you ever get revelation out of the Word? You ever get blessed in a service? Well, that's spiritual. Spiritual things are not foreign to you. You are a spirit. Now, the stronger you are in spirit, the more aware you are of spiritual things. And that's why your spirit needs to be fed on a regular basis on the Word of God. And you should exercise your spirit. And when you do, you're going to get stronger and stronger in spirit. Your faith's going to get stronger. Your love's going to get stronger. And as you do, you become more aware of spiritual things. The more fleshly you are, you're just aware of fleshly things. Romans 8, it says, well, let's just turn over there and read it. Hold your place. In John, we're coming back there for something else. But in Romans, the 8th chapter, and verse 4, Romans 8:4, He says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, let's just stop right here. Another way of saying that is you don't follow the flesh, but you follow the Spirit. Every day, you and I have that option. All through the day. We can follow our flesh, or we can follow our Spirit, and the Holy Spirit lives inside of us. And when you learn how to follow your own spirit, you wind up following the Holy Spirit, because He leads you from within inside your own spirit. You can follow your flesh or you can follow your spirit. Every day you have that choice. And here he begins to describe how it works. He said in verse 5, "For they that are after the flesh, they do what? Mind the things of the flesh." Or another way of saying it is, they keep fleshly things on their mind. And they that are after the Spirit, they mind, you could say, the things of the Spirit. We've already said it, but we keep saying it different ways. Carnal people think about carnal stuff. And keeping carnal stuff on your mind all the time is a big part of what makes you carnal. Spiritual people keep spiritual things on their mind. But now when you say that, so many times people's mind go off on a tangent. And they think you're, you know, again, halfway in a trance maybe. No, what is spiritual? Anything that's in this word is spiritual. Truth, and love, and doing what's right, and healing, and prosperity is spiritual. And the love of God, like we said, to be carnally minded, he said, is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now, why are we talking about this? Because if you're going to worship God, you have to worship Him how? In spirit, not in the flesh. In the Spirit. So Jesus said, back to John now, if you would. John 6:63, Jesus said, "The Spirit quickens. The flesh does what? That which is done in the flesh profits nothing." Didn't say it didn't profit much. It profits nothing. And you know, the Bible, the Spirit through Paul in Corinthians talks about in that day, in the soon coming day, all of us will give an account of what we've done in this life. And all of our works will be judged. Now, this is different from you making heaven. If you're saved, you're saved by the blood. You're not saved by what you've done in life. But we will be rewarded in the life to come according to what we've done, how obedient we've been, and how faithful we've been.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Life of Praise, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th. As we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me